WCRI's Classical Kids Hour is sponsored in part by the Newport Music Festival with generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust.
This is WCRI's Classical Kids Hour. Whether you're a child, teen, young adult, or just young at heart, we hope to show you how amazing classical music is. You probably listen to classical music all the time. It's everywhere. In your favorite cartoons, TV shows, movies, video games, and so much more. During this show, you will enjoy lots and lots of wonderful classical music. Now, let's join our hosts as they get ready to take you on a musical journey into the world of classical music. Oh, we better go. I hear the orchestra getting ready for today's show.
Hello, everyone, on this lovely day. I'm so excited to be here with Trevor Neal from the Newport Music Festival, who is back once again this week to bring you exciting classical music for your children's enjoyment.
Thank you, Jamie. I'm so thrilled to join you and the rest of our listeners at home as we explore the world of classical music.
I'm sure everyone is just as excited to get started as I am today, but first, let's thank our sponsors.
None of what we do here is possible without the generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust, the EJMP Fund for Philanthropy, and other generous supporters just like you. Thanks.
Now that we have thanked our very generous sponsors, Trevor, what exciting musical journey do you have for us today?
Jamie, today we will hear what Mozart called comedy with music. His opera, known by its English title as The Impresario, was written as his entry in a musical competition which was given a private performance hosted on February 7th, 1786 by Joseph II at Schönbrunn Palace in Vienna. The competition pitted a German Singspiel, which was The Impresario, at one end of the room against the competing Italian opera, the Italian entry being Antonio Salieri's First the Music, Then the Words, which was then given at the other end of the room. The premiere was followed by the first of three public performances given 4 days later at Kärntenon Theater in Vienna on February 11th of the same year.
So the movie Amadeus was right? Salieri really did compete with Mozart?
Well, yes, but Salieri was more impressed by the musical genius that came out of Mozart's compositions.
Great. So what is The Impresario about?
Frank, the impresario, along with the buffo singer Buff, who assists him, auditioned two actresses to be a part of his new theatrical company. While both are hired, they then argue over who will get the prime role and who will be paid the most. To illustrate their strengths, each sings a striking aria to back her claim. An agreement is reached when the tenor, Vogelsang, intervenes in a hilarious trio, and compromise is agreed to with each receiving large salaries and star billing. The work ends with a lovely quartet, every artist strives for glory. This is Mozart's comic opera, The Impresario.
Thank you. scruples. The Minister of Culture has named you impresario at the Court Theatre for the new season.
Too late! I am sick and tired of all the intrigues and jealousies that plague an impresario. I have made up my mind to retire to the country. That farm.
Mr. Scruples, if you would only let me sing a few well-chosen roles, I would gladly shoulder all your burdens.
My dear Bluff, you're a good fellow. But if I were to allow you to sing, the public would butcher us both. Besides, I had in mind a season of classical drama, which, God be praised, requires no singers.
But, Mr. Scruples, the decree clearly states that the season must be entirely devoted to opera.
Opera?
Ridiculous.
Opera requires too much extravagant expense.
Mr. Scruples, that may have been true 30 years ago, but today opera can be produced quite economically. The up-to-date impresario engages only three types of singing. First, falling stars, whose fees have shrunk with their range. Second, the beginners, whose obvious shortcomings will be to your credit, since you will be giving young talent a chance. Mm. And third...
I suppose the third group pays me.
Naturally.
Actually, the singers will cost me nothing.
On the contrary, Mr. Scruples, they should bring you in a handsome profit.
My dear Bluff, you can't believe half of what you say. If you really were such a rascal, I would urge you to forget about singing, which you should do anyway, and take over my position, though not my name. No difference. You have not even enough credit left to print tickets, let alone produce a season.
Mr. Scruples, things may be looking up. Mr. Angel is here to see you.
Mr. Angel? The Viennese banker? In that stage-drunk hauteur and soprano dressing rooms? What does he want?
Well, I can only guess, but he was at the ministry when the decree was issued. He came over to see you at once.
Send him in.
This room is hardly suitable. suitable acoustically. For an artist of Madame Golden has exceptional vocal power. However, if I will overlook this inconvenience, Mr. Scruples will be happy to hear her and to renew a precious friendship.
Are you insane? I've never accepted money from a singer in my life, and I don't intend to start now.
Mr. Scruples, please do not be angry. 10,000 crowns is a fortune.
But my principles, my ideals, my reputation. Let me go to my farm before she arrives.
You will only collide with her on this page.
Hold that against our dear friend Scruples. He has been incredibly busy arranging all the details of a brilliant season.
So what Mr. Scruples means, madam, is that he has been on the point of paying you a visit 100 times. Why, only yesterday he was wondering if it might not be possible to induce you to lend luster to our season.
I'm sure he was. We've always been such friends. But who, may I ask, are you?
And may I present my assistant and colleague, Mr. Bluff, madam.
Your assistant and colleague, how nice. Such an intelligent expression.
Oh, thank you, madam.
Now, my dear director, I will sing for you. I want you to hear how my voice has developed in the upper register without losing one of those dark, lustrous, pear-shaped tones for which my lower range is so famous.
Forgive me, dear madam, but I could never allow a singer of your reputation to audition.
Nonsense! Are we not all professionals? I insist.
Oh,
connection with such art as yours.
My dear director, the delicacy of your sentiments more than makes up for the modesty of your author. I should be happy to hear as prima donna assoluta of your distinguished company. You are a shrewd bargainer.
Yes, yes, of course, my dear. Now, if you will just wait for me in your carriage, I shall quickly draw up the terms of your contract with Mr. Scruple.
Oh, yes, madam. Honor should not be bothered by dull business details.
But what is there to discuss?
These gentlemen are quite right, Mr. Scruple. I find business discussions too sordid for words. I hope it won't be too long. So I shall just say, Dos Vidania!
My dear director, what a difference this is going to make in my life!
It is! And in mine.
You have been so helpful that I am emboldened to ask yet another favor.
Oh, Mr. Agent, Mr. Scruples is only too anxious to be of service. Billy, speak quite freely.
Thank you. I shall.
I have another protege.
A very young lady who has not yet appeared on the stage. Miss Silverpeel possesses the most remarkable aptitudes.
You mean to say that you're associating with two singers at the same time? I should think one would be enough.
Oh, Mr. Scruples, Mr. Angel is a true patron of the arts.
Let us just put it this way. I'm as fascinated by Madame Goldenfield's past as I am Miss Silverview's future.
And they both have a distinct bearing on my present. Why don't you just build a theater of your own?
Mr. Bluff, just what is your function in this company? You rather sound to me like a prompter. Forgive me, you must allow my little joke. Of course, he is quite right. The same holds true in my relations with the two ladies. I understand this so entirely that I am prepared to advance a further 15,000 crowns.
Advance, Mr. Agent.
I mean, donate. Whatever could I be thinking of?
Do you mean to say that you're willing to pay 25,000 crowns to guarantee the engagements of these two ladies?
Precisely. And you may keep any profits.
But surely there must be some other conditions attached to such a princely offer.
My dear fellow, you have me all wrong. I only want to help. I believe the people are entitled to opera, and it is up to persons like myself to see that they get it.
Hey, you see, Mr. Scruples.
Of course, I shall expect a rather modest voice in the general policy of the theater.
Then, you see, Mr. Bluff.
I have always wanted to be an impresario. And I think you will find I have splendid ideas about staging, casting, conducting, ticket sales, promotion.
I would never have guessed it, Mr. Angel. You certainly know more than I do.
Oh, I wouldn't say that, my dear director. But to get back to Miss Silverkeel, she is waiting downstairs in her carriage. And
she's sitting with Madame Goldentrill? Congratulations, my boy. You are either a Turk or else a born impresario. Certainly give us all lessons.
Of course not. Don't be silly, my dear boy. They each have their own carriage and their own everything else besides. That's why I was so quick to grasp the point about the double expense. We'll be right back.
Well, Mr. Scruples, you must admit our prospects look considerably bright. We not only have 25,000 crowns, but plenty more where that came from.
It only serves to make my farm seem more attractive. This place is looking less and less like an opera house, and more like a...
No, I shall thank you to confine your enthusiasm to those details which fall within your proper professional province.
Miss Silverdale, in spite of your lack of previous experience, I am willing to offer you a contract. I will assign you smaller roles to begin with. That will pay you 250 crowns a week.
Please, I got the TNT. All of it, boy, I'm so.
type of result. But before we sign any contracts, I wish to make an announcement. I am resigning as impresario of this or any other opera company.
Not at all.
I am retiring to my farm in the country, where I shall produce nothing but a series of tranquil pastorals.
No.
I hereby appoint my colleague, Mr. Bluff, as my successor.
I'm deeply grateful for your confidence. My first act as impresario is to engage myself as leading buffo baritone for the new season. My last act is to appoint Mr. Angel, the next impresario, effective immediately.
I knew my confidence in you was not mistaken. Bravo. My friends, I wish you a very good day, and I wish you all the success you so richly deserve. Ciao.
No one ever took Mr. Struble's repeated threats of retirement seriously. But let me point out that should I retire, my backing will also accompany me. And just where will you be then?
Mr. General Director, please let me be the first to assure you of my wholehearted cooperation. I shall be content with whatever roles you choose to assign to me, and I feel confident that you will find my managerial advice invaluable.
Mr. Angel, I'll be with Mr. Bluff. I'm quite prepared to undertake such lesser roles as my inexperience may dictate, with top billing, of course.
I assume no one would dream of asking me to sing minor roles. However, I am perfectly willing to limit myself to two farewell appearances this year.
It is truly amazing how putting art on a business-like basis can harmonize even the most discordant conflicts.
Let us toast the indispensable man, the impresario, whoever he may be.
Past,
present,
and future, the impresario!
Oh,
Oh my goodness, even in 2020, this is slap your knee hilarious.
I'm so glad you enjoyed it, Jamie. And I hope all of you at home enjoyed it too.
Oh man, I can hardly wait to see what you bring next week. It's always a joy having you, Trevor.
And it's always a joy being here, Jamie. And thank you again to our sponsors, the Carter Family Charitable Trust, the EJMP Fund for Philanthropy, and other generous supporters just like you for your continued support to help bring programs like this into the home of our listeners week after week. Thank you.
See you next time, everybody.
Wow, that was so fun. I wonder what we'll hear next time. Thank you for listening to WCRI's Classical Kids Hour. Gotta go. The concert hall doors are about to close. See you next time.
WCRI's Classical Kids Hour is sponsored in part by the Newport Music Festival with generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust.